Right. Now we're delighted to welcome in one of our favorites. He's the mayor of Danbury, mayor for life, Mark Boughton. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
It is truly an honor to be here this morning.
Well, it's an honor to have you. We're just going to give you a warning. We gave Kristen Cassata this warning. We've been a little bit off the rails for day one of the week, so just be careful. You don't want to get yourself
cabin.
You don't want to get yourself in anything you're going to see in CT Capital report. So
that's right. That's right. Like that hasn't happened before.
You had a good tweet that you just put up 3 minutes ago about Eversource. That says, does anyone at Eversource Connecticut actually do a run of sample bills around the state to gauge the impact of tinkering with the electric chargers? If so, did they not think people would be rightfully upset? Bully for you. Absolutely right.
I just, you know, with such a big organization and so many allegedly smart people working there, I don't understand why somebody doesn't do runs here and says, well, let's see what the impact of these various pieces of legislation and different charges and so forth are. I mean, it's a simple exercise. We do it here every day with our water bills, our sewer bills, our taxes, because we want to know how's that going to, you know, hit somebody on the street corner. And clearly they didn't do that, because when I hear anecdotal stories around here, people are getting double the bills. I mean, the lady next door to me lives in a 900-square-foot apartment. Her bill went from $100 a month to $300 a month. That's $2,400 a year.
Wow.
Is that Eversource land down there, or UI?
Yes, no, we're Eversource land.
Okay. I mean, seriously, and then they come out with all these justifications. Oh, here's why, da-da-da-da-da. No, not going from $100 to $300. I don't see where that comes from.
No, it's absurd. And you know what? Can you actually figure out what they're saying? Can anybody, without a PhD, figure out exactly what the rationale they're giving? Because I can't.
Look, and it's and you know, so now the Pura is getting involved in it, and that's nice, but it's not going to get people back the money that they're paying for this first extraordinarily overpriced bill. That's going to be dead and gone.
Correct. It's a reactive approach, and during the negotiations of whatever bill was in the legislature last year, again, somebody should have done the runs and said, well, let's take 50 sample bills around the state and let's see what the impact is of this legislation, and they wouldn't have voted for it. It wouldn't have become law. Now, trying to unwind this becomes very difficult and complex.
Let's get into the COVID story. How has your great city been faring recently in the fight against the pandemic?
Well, we've been doing, you know, okay. We've got over 2,100 cases now. Many of those people have already, you know, bounced back and are healthy again. But, you know, we have a percentage that are still very sick. Tragically, we had a percentage of people that died. We had 150 people that lost their lives. And over the weekend, we're starting to see a little bit of a spike down here. So we had five new infections yesterday. We had seven on Friday. So there's definitely something going on out there, and I would really encourage people to be smart and follow the guidance, wear your mask, wash your hands, all that stuff, because it's not going away anytime soon until there's a vaccine.
What are you doing with schools?
We're doing the hybrid model. So the kids, we have over 12,000 students. So we're going to take 6,000 students. They're going to go Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, we're deep cleaning our buildings. And then Thursday and Friday is the other 6,000 students. So we're going to swap back and forth until we think things are appropriate. My high school has 3,500 students in it. So there's no way you can maintain social distancing with a full complement of students.
Is that the biggest high school in the state?
It is. It is. And then we still can't win a darn football game, but that's another story for another day.
We'll bring you on one day. We'll talk about that. You have 16 schools in your town. So you guys are the textbook example of one size can't fit all. How many different scenarios, Mark, did you and the Board of Ed and the back to school people go through before deciding on a model that to me makes all the sense in the world?
We really looked at trying to return everybody back to school, and the cost was outrageous. And, you know, to be fair, you know, the governor was great about listening and saying, okay, I get it. You know, there's just no way you're going to be able to do this. So go out and design another plan and bring it back, which is what we did. But we probably did half a dozen different scenarios, and none of them worked. I mean, there, you know, somebody suggested putting tents up in the parking lot. I said, oh, that's great. What are you going to do in December? Put kids in a tent out there? I mean, there was no real easy answer. And, you know, given the fact that COVID is highly contagious, our staff was really nervous, concerned, but they're troopers and they were going to go back to work. But, you know, really, parents, you know, came up with this scenario, and we think it works well.
Okay.
And
they,
also, I just let me jump in for a minute, Ray.
Yeah, Joe.
But also, by doing it that way, how does it help alleviate the issue with busing?
Well, we are going to run. We're going to run a little bit higher numbers in busing because you know, some of the private schools aren't using this model, and we're not really sure where the state technical vo-tech school stands right now as well. So we'll probably spend a little bit more money running buses around, but you know, that's a small cost to pay in comparison to having a, you know, a community spread where a bunch of people get sick. And if you look at some of the more recent studies, you'll see that in the younger children, the viral loading is 100 times that of adults. So even though they may not be sick in the sense of having symptoms, maybe asymptomatic, right, they are carrying 100 times more of the virus than a typical adult would who was infected.
God, well.
You know what? I didn't even realize that. So, like, Immaculate doesn't go under what your city is doing? Are they on their own, the parochial schools?
They can opt to go to a standard school day, but you know, okay. Remember, we're obligated to provide busing for the
right,
for our
right,
private
right.
schools. So that's where it gets a little tricky, and logistics can be a challenge, but we'll get it done. I'm not worried about it. I'm always optimistic about this stuff.
Other than, you know, schools, which we'll have to talk about, but how are things going as far as the businesses you have in town? Because it's been a tough go for a lot of these people.
Well, we've talked to you and I think, you know, I've been on here and we've talked about this. I still stand by my prediction that about 35 to 40% of our family-owned restaurants will eventually go out of business.
Right.
That, you know, even though they're using the outdoor dining and things like that right now, unless there's a full return and the public goes back, right, they embrace that return, I just don't see some of these folks being able to dig out of the hole they're in right now. So it's tragic and it's sad, and we're a service-based economy here in Danbury, in the greater Danbury area, and it's really hit people hard.
Have you had incidents, Mayor, of overcrowding, of people showing up and you know, not paying attention to the social distancing rules as far as gatherings are concerned?
Well, I hate to blame you know, those New Yorkers, but what is happening is because, for example, you know, interior swimming, you know, freshwater swimming isn't allowed in New York State and things like that. We've seen a ton of people coming over the border, and we've seen people swimming in the strangest areas that are, you know, reservoirs and streams that I wouldn't go in with waders on. And that's become an issue. And, you know, there's been a lot of debris left and litter and things like that. Candle Lake has been inundated with new people that have come from out of state on a daily basis and have really, they're not maintaining social distance. They're not wearing masks, and they really aren't too concerned. They're not, there's no buy-in to the local community, so they don't care what our regulations are. So that's a concern of me. And, you know, we closed our swimming area, our town park, which is on Candlewood Lake. So what that's done is push people off into other areas, and again, that's become problematic for us. So, you know, we're just hoping, waiting for the cooler weather once people don't want to swim anymore. But that's been an issue, and I think that's going to result in some spread within the community.
Bouton is the mayor of Danbury, just adjacent to New York. Are you seeing, we hear stories like in Litchfield County, so on and so forth. That's not where you are. But anyway, Fairfield is where you are. But we've seen a lot of people moving in from, speaking of the New Yorkers, from New York. Are you seeing any real estate changes?
Well, I was up that way over the weekend, and I've never seen so many Teslas with New York plates on it. That's all I can tell you. But it seems like every hedge fund in New York City, hedge fund worker in New York City, has overrun places like Litchfield and Washington, and you know, farther up Kent and those areas. So it's definitely happening. You can't. There is no inventory on the market, and if there is, there's bidding wars that go on, and houses are sold within hours. Even in Danbury, we're seeing that there's no inventory out there if you want to buy a house.
All right. Hey, Mayor, thanks for the update. As always, we appreciate it. Do not go swimming without your waders. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Mark.
I'm proud to bring the cheer. It's all good, man.
Exactly.
Take care. Well,
thanks.
Do your best, man. I love it.
Bye.
All right, Mayor.
He needs to run again.
Yeah, he's great.